I'll call the meeting order. The way it's covered.
Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight. We thank you for the opportunity to be here and conduct the business of the town. Father, we just pray that we do it according to your will and the way that you have us to do it. Father, we just pray for each and every one that's here, each and every home that's represented. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Thank y'all for coming. Everybody's here because they're going to get to eat. I don't know why everybody's here. We're going to have a little bit of switch this up a little bit because Miss Teresa's got to go to another council meeting. So I'm going to let her go first.
Thank you.
We appreciate you coming.
Well, thank you for letting me come. Wanted to say thanks to the town of St. Bluff and your continued support to the Chamber of Commerce and our promotion of Cherokee County. Wanted to come tonight and talk to you about, we do the county map that y'all are familiar with, and we also do a brochure and a rack card. And these are publications that we use in our travel shows that we do. There's 11 shows that are attended each year. We also place them in the 8 welcome centers across the state, and they also go in several other tourism offices throughout North Alabama and other states too. We also use Offery to mail out when people request. So what we're looking at doing is combining these three publications into one. So in the past, how this map has been, this fold here has been full of advertising, as you can see. What we want to do is, what we're planning on doing is changing that up. So the information that's been being published in our rack card and our brochure will now take this spread on the map. So we'll be at one publication, and this is just a very rough draft. This is just general information that we want on there. It'll be colored up and pictures and all of that. But we have tells a little history about the lake. And of course, right here on this panel, it'll be about the municipalities. So we've got county commission, each of the municipalities information. And then places to stay, places to eat, and things to do. And so what I wanted to come and ask you about, in the past, y'all have bought an ad on the map, and I think Mr. Ben Marcus for 2 or 3 past years has not asked the municipalities for that money. He's just been placing that ad on the county site. So we wanted to ask for some financial help, because this is going to be what we normally do with our brochure and our rack card. We're able to get a matching grant from the state. But because ads are sold on this map, it disqualifies us from being able to get that matching grant. So we'll be using that $3,800 that we normally put on, that we usually invest in the brochure and the rack card, but we're asking for additional help, possibly from the municipalities. We've been pretty good stewards. We've not been to towns in a long time and asked for additional money, but we do appreciate your sponsorship and all. But what I wanted to do was ask if the town of St. Bluff might could contribute $800 toward this project to help us out. The maps will be coming out first of the year. We'll be using them starting at the end of January when we start doing the travel shows. We'll be printing 35,000. And then, of course, a percentage of those will go to the state Alabama Tourism Department, and they will take those and place them in the 8 welcome centers. Realtors use this, all the municipalities, businesses use this. It's a very vital piece that we use for promoting Cherokee County and our tourist destinations. And, of course, we appreciate any support y'all can give us.
Well, I appreciate it.
Okay.
You okay?
I'll make a motion we contribute the $800.
I'm certain.
Take it out of the advertising budget.
Councilmember Aiken?
Yes.
Councilmember Burke Halter?
Yes.
Councilmember Burton?
Yes.
Councilmember Sprayberry?
Yes.
Mayor Crane?
Yes.
and we thank you very
You're
much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So,
we appreciate everything you do for everybody here.
Well,
you do a lot of work. Well, we appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much, and we'll.
Will our ad be the same? Will it be the same?
You'll probably take a new picture because y'all changed.
Okay. Oh, that's fine. That'd be fine. Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you.
We appreciate it. All right. All right. We'll go the approval of. The council minutes from the November 10th meeting. One. I'm gonna try to rush this along.
Councilmember Agin.
Yes.
Councilmember Burkhalter.
Yes.
Councilmember Burton.
Yes.
Councilmember Sprayberry.
Yes.
Mayor Crane.
Yes. And we got the planning committee meetings from the September meeting here. Second tail. And then we also got the utility minutes from the October 21st. I'm going to try to move this along pretty good. Okay, the next thing we're going to do is, y'all were all aware that we took bids on the old water treatment plant. We haven't opened them yet, so we only got two. So I wanted to do this in here where everybody could see and where nobody had seen it. And they threw tape. And see what we can get here. Say the name out somewhere. Never done this before. This one was received 12-5. Josh and Reva Ray, $24,100. One decision. This one was received on 12-5. I think I'm saying this right. William Blade Blackman. What is this?
What's the 19? I don't know what that means, but it's
is that
$1,111.
Okay.
Right.
I don't know
what that 19
means. Got the 19, huh? I don't know, y'all. Sorry, y'all. I can't read.
It's handwritten.
What's the 19?
He spells out
$1,111.12.
What's the 19 for?
I don't know what that means.
Well, but he wrote it down.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's got a 19 in front of it. That's why I didn't understand
one,
what.
1111.12.
Okay. So I guess we can talk about that one for a minute. So I guess the question we got now is, we've got a bid for $24,100. Do we want to sell the property for that? Or do y'all want to try to do something different? What do y'all want to do? I personally think that's a pretty good offer. I don't know.
Well, we
place
to run it for, you know, run bids for a certain amount of time, accept the bids, and I think
it
would be wrong for not accepting the highest bid.
About the minimum, because
we can't take any more bids.
I personally make a record. I mean, I don't know if I can as being the mayor, but I don't know. Do you know?
Was that motion, Dwayne?
You have to make an informal motion.
I make Motion to accept pass reading.
I think it's low, but I don't know if we got much choice. But there's a lot of issues with the
Good optioning.
But I know we optioned that Shoner property out, and when they did that, they did it like y'all were doing this, and they had to take the high school. That was several years ago, and that would change.
Also, we need to do it, and our stipulation, and we're not liable for nothing.
That would be depending on how it was advertised.
How was this advertised?
I don't know.
We just said we was taking sealed bids.
Yeah.
We didn't set a, like a, we didn't do an absolute, but I mean, the same, but that's whatever. Did he make a motion?
Dwayne made a motion. I don't have a second.
Dwayne made a motion.
Mm-hmm. I'll second it.
Councilmember Agin?
Yes.
Councilmember Burke Halter?
No.
Councilmember Burton?
Yes.
Councilmember Sprayberry?
Yes.
Mayor Crane?
Yes. We need to get rid of Bill on this. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, the next thing on the agenda is going to be the financial report on here on 5A. Then we got, the next thing we got to do is approval to purchase the court software and the laptop for our court, that we're going to, municipal court, we're going to start. I think we got, $943.
The first page is the software.
Yeah.
And then two different laptop prices.
These two are basically the same computer. One of them's cheaper.
The one that's higher is a tablet and a... It's basically the same, but it just kind of does more. But it's either one of them's good.
And the software is the Alabama Municipal Court software.
How much is it?
It's $5,000, which includes installation, training, and the first year of support. They come up here and actually train us on the software.
So what did she say about the computer? Is it going to need to be a tablet or is it going
to
be?
No, it doesn't have to be. I called the software company and they said it just needs to be a really fast computer. It, you know, it's going to be better if it's on a fast laptop. And the prices, the ones I got is the Levinos, like the ones we have in the office that's compatible with the desktops in there.
And this is the step that Steenum's tickets are going to go into when they run it, when they all sit with that computer system.
Yeah, it's all tied together, right?
So which one do you think? What's your recommendation?
Well, $400 or $500 difference on here.
The basic difference in the two, that second one, will, like I said, it's a laptop and a tablet, and it will, like TP, you know, it'll stand up, you know, it just does more. But the other one's a very good laptop.
I'll say we'll go with a cheaper one.
I make motion to take the low bid, $948.83.
And the software,
and purchase the software.
When do they come into I mean, when are they going to come and try and install this stuff?
We hadn't set it up yet until it was approved, so I don't think it'll be very long.
Okay.
Councilmember Agin?
Yes.
Councilmember Burkhalter?
Yes.
Councilmember Burton?
Yes.
Councilmember Sprayberry?
Yes.
Mayor Crane?
Yes. Do we need to talk about this support after the first year?
I'll just probably put that in the budget.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll put that in the budget.
Okay, and in old business, we have, first of all...
One more thing in new.
5C.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Pre-trial.
The diversion.
I'm sorry. I skipped one. Okay, we got an ordinance, we need approval, we got to have the ordinance over there. Ordinance for a pre-trial diversion program that we're going to start with our municipal court system. And,
I need to read it out. Ordinance number 2014-05. An ordinance to establish a pre-trial diversion program in the municipal court of the town of Cedar Bluff. Be it ordained by the town council of the town of Cedar Bluff, Alabama as follows. Section 1, establishment of a pre-trial diversion program. That there be, and there is hereby established, a pre-trial diversion program in the municipal court for the town of Cedar Bluff, Alabama, pursuant to the provisions of Title 12, Chapter 14, Article 5 of the Code of Alabama, 1975. Section 2, supervision. The pre-trial diversion program established pursuant to this ordinance shall be under the supervisions of the municipal judge of the town of Cedar Bluff, Alabama, subject to any rules and regulations established by the municipal governing body. Section 3, implementation of pre-trial diversion program. The municipal judge, acting in consultation with the municipal prosecutor, shall have the authority to establish all rules and terms necessary for the implementation of a pre-trial diversion program. Section 4, application for and admission into program. A person charged with a criminal offense under the jurisdiction of the municipal court may apply for admittance to the pretrial diversion program. B, upon receipt of the application and recommendation of the municipal court prosecutor, the municipal judge shall determine whether to grant the individual admittance to the pretrial diversion program. C, upon admittance to the program, the individual shall be required to enter a plea of guilty, at which time the case shall be placed on the administrative docket until such time as the offender has completed all requirements of the pretrial diversion program. Imposition of any sentence shall be deferred until such time as the offender has completed all requirements of the pretrial diversion program. Imposition of any sentence shall be deferred until such time as the offender completes the pretrial diversion program or is terminated from the program. Section 5, completion of pretrial diversion program. Upon successful completion of the pretrial diversion program, all terms thereof, the municipal court shall dismiss the case. Section 6, failure to complete pretrial diversion program. In the event the offender does not satisfactorily complete the program and all the terms thereof, the municipal court shall impose an appropriate sentence in same manner as with any guilty plea. Section 7, fees. The assessment and collection of fees for the administration of the pretrial diversion program shall be established and supervised by the municipal judge. Section 8. This ordinance shall become effective January 5th, 2015.
Need that letter T in it.
That's all that.
You didn't type that, did you?
Oh.
Do you want to briefly explain what this does? I mean, I sort of understand, but it's a way that you can keep people out of the court system, but they pay fines and restitution.
And the town gets to keep all money that this program is developed for. The way Laura just explained it to me is like, say somebody gets a first-time offender, DUI or whatever, you know, they can, if they complete all the steps and what the judge tells them to do, then they get to, it comes off the record. And so all the money for all the fines and everything stays in the town. We don't have to offer none of the, none of the classes or anything. The judges say, like, you have to go to so many ENA meetings or do so many hours community service, just give them a list of stuff. We don't have to supply none of that stuff. We just have to give them reference where they have to go get it at. But every bit of the money stays within the town. Every bit of their fine stays in the town. So she says that, like in their like a couple places where she's the prosecutor, they make a lot of money in their system for that, because like when people make, they don't want nothing on the record. It's nothing bad. It's not just misdemeanor stuff. You know what I'm saying? So man, I think it's a really good thing, and it gives somebody a chance to, you know, be able to get something. You know, give them, they do all everything they're supposed to do. And if you just come off the record, I, you know, kind of, I guess, like, maybe.
But if they are habitual.
This is only first-time offense. This is, like, for somebody, you know, this is not for nothing like that. And it can only be, like, she said maybe, like, DUI, like, a first-time shoplifting. I mean, like, for, like, minimal misdemeanors. So. And it's not going to cost us anything to do this. I mean, it's like more money for with our court system. But if we offer this, we can make money. The town can make more make money off of it, because we don't have to give the state part of the money for the court for that part of the fees. And she can explain it a lot better. And mm-hmm. But and she will when we get it all in motion. But I think it's a good thing to offer. You know.
She recommended we do it. Mm-hmm. I make a motion we approve the ordinance.
Councilmember Agin?
Yes.
Councilmember Burkhalter?
Yes.
Councilmember Burton?
Yes.
Councilmember Sprayberry?
Yes.
Mayor Crane?
Yes. And the next thing we got ordinance 2014-04. All these new ordinances.
6A.
Yeah, 6A. Ready?
Ready? An ordinance discontinuing collection of taxes and services in the police jurisdiction. Be it ordained by the Town Council of the Town of Cedar Bluff, Alabama, as follows. Section 1. The town will discontinue the collection of all municipal taxes and fees in its police jurisdiction, including, but not restricted to, sales or gross receipt tax, use tax, business license tax, tobacco taxes, gasoline tax, rental tax, and building permits. Section 2. The town will discontinue all services in its police jurisdiction. Section 3. This ordinance shall become effective at midnight on January 15, 2015. Section 4. The mayor is hereby directed to publicize the provisions of this ordinance before the ordinance becomes effective in order to afford persons in the police jurisdiction the opportunity to make preparation for substituted services well ahead of such change. Section 5. The town clerk is hereby directed to furnish copies of this ordinance to the following: the Cherokee County Commission, the Sheriff of Cherokee County, the Cherokee County 911 District, Cherokee County Electric Co-op, and the State Department of Revenue.
And I will say that this is what we had already voted on about bringing the police jurisdiction back and just working the town. And we have already actually talked with the sheriff and everybody them about that we won't be working the jurisdiction calls anymore.
Make a motion to adopt order.
I make a second.
Councilmember Agin?
Yes.
Councilmember Burkhalter?
Yes.
Councilmember Burton?
Yes.
Councilmember Sprayberry?
Yes.
Mayor Crane?
Yes. Matthew?
Police is first.
For the month of November, we had 6 structure fires, 1 vehicle fire, 8 motor calls, and 3 vehicle wrecks, so 18 calls for the month of November.
Harvey's going to do the police report.
Police report for November, 11 thefts, 6 domestic, 3 burglary, 1 arrest, 1 assault, and 12 others. At 2 arrests for disorderly conduct, 1 felony, 2 domestic violence, 1 forged instrument, 1 misdemeanor, got 1 speeding violation, 1 leaving the scene of accident, and 1 driving with suspended license.
Well, too bad we didn't have court this month. We're getting lots of money, isn't it? Building inspector, he has no.
No. one electrical, one moving.
I don't have that, I'm sorry.
Okay.
The mayor don't need that one. I'm just playing.
One electrical and one moving.
Okay, other business, let me say, we have decided that with the pending lawsuit with the water tower thing, that we're going to try to do mediation, and we didn't come to an agreement, so we decided to go forward with a lawsuit, pending lawsuit, so, and on other business too, we also have a resignation letter meant to read. Do I have to read this?
No.
I don't. Well, Mike Howard has resigned from the police department, effective, I think his last day to work is going to be December 10th. He is going full-time with the sheriff's department, going back there full-time. Hate to see him leave. And we have decided that we are not hiring another full-time police officer. We're going to use, I guess y'all may have already seen a post today. I mean, we're putting in ads for part-time, and we're just going to use part-time because to save the town money, we won't have to pay out all the benefits of it. As of this time right now, we may have to go back and revisit it after court starts, and with us coming off of not working the police jurisdiction, that's going to take some load off of them a little bit, and then by adding the court, we don't really know how that's going to work out, so we're just at this time right now, we're not going to hire another full-time officer. We're going to try to use part-time.
We need a motion to accept his resignation. I'll make that motion.
Second.
Councilmember Agin?
Yes.
Councilmember Bert Coulter?
I didn't understand the
motion to accept his resignation.
Okay. Yes.
Councilmember Burton?
Yes.
Councilmember Sprayberry?
Yes.
Mayor Crane?
Yes. New business? You got anything?
Yeah.
Other business?
I'd like to mention to the council, I think it would be in our best interest now that Center EMS, particularly EMS, has the ambulance posted here most of the time, that that our fire department no longer runs medical calls. I'd say what we need to do is send a letter to the 911 office, to the ambulance service, and to the Chicken Fire Association. And we'd run medical calls if requested for assistance by the ambulance service. These guys do a good job, but I just think it's been our best interest not to run medical calls for liability reasons. And that would be, that's just my opinion. We have an ambulance here most of the time during the day, and Matthew, you correct me if I'm wrong, most of the time during the day, they get you guys there.
Most of the time during the day. If nine times out of ten, if we go somewhere like, have to go way up 9, they call a pig trail, that's got to go into Georgia and then go back in Alabama. It takes 20 minutes just to get there, no matter what, it's an ambulance or a fire truck. It takes 20 minutes, just about, running 60, 65 miles an hour. Well, they run a little faster than fire trucks can, but it still takes time. I mean, at night time right now, I believe we need to still run medical calls at night time until, because everybody, they need the medical attention if we're there. It's just like we was on a call the other day and had one. It was on a broken down vehicle. And then we had a medical call right there at the same place. We was there. We was able to take care of the patient and go. And before the ambulance got there. So I still believe we need to run them.
But I don't think
we need to run them because we're not
basically
certified.
You're just supposed to do CPR, right?
CPR, AED, basic first responder is what we classified as.
First responders.
I mean,
my thing is,
that page you got that for shortness of breath and that kind of stuff, and you know, we don't have oxygen on the truck, and you know, all you can do when you get out on shortness of breath, I always stand and look at them unless they go unresponsive. So
I like to bring this up. I have done CPR for 25 minutes waiting on an ambulance because it wasn't available.
Well, if the ambulance is not in the area, we will go out. But if the ambulance is here, we're not. We won't.
We're going to go. That's capable. You know, if they ask for assistance, we're going to go. Expect you to go and do what you can do. For however long it takes.
Because I've heard the ambulance. They over here. They're stationed right over here, and they have to go to the center. Well, then that leaves Town Center Bluff without an ambulance service. Well, if they leave the center, we need to go. You know, I agree with that. We need to be phased out.
Well, when 911 gets phased out, if they're not ambulance here, they're going to page y'all out for it.
Okay.
But the ambulance service is going to request it, and that way the liability falls on them. Okay. It takes us out of the liability bracket.
Okay, right. Question later. Why do we need two big trucks that are wrecked?
We have to shut the road down. If we have to shut the road down, you know, I know.
Is that not the police's duty to cut the road down?
Not necessarily. I mean, yes and no. I'm not real sure on that, Mr. Murdoch. I'm not. But there's been times where the police have to go on another call or something. We're there, you know, we got the equipment there, we shut the road down, the tow truck gets to be across the road, and we leave and open up traffic, you know, direct the traffic, keep the flow of traffic moving. And, I mean, it's yes and no, I mean, we would have to get with Steve on that, because I'm somewhat unsure on that part.
So, you come in and talk to that, sometimes there's only one police officer working, and if there's a wreck out there on the highway, and he's working.
What I'm getting at is the expense of two big trucks rather than a brush truck or
what the brush trucks are out right now.
I don't know what their policy is on what they roll with the wrecks, but they do help us with the traffic control while we're working accident.
That's fine. I don't have a problem with the trucks going on.
Then we don't just do medical calls when the ambulance is not in Cedar Bluff.
When they request it.
Or if they request it.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Do we need a motion on that? Or can we just
let
the mayor direct them to that?
No, I'd rather you make a motion.
I'd like a motion that we just go to medical calls at their request.
You gotta have a second.
A second on that. We're doing this.
So medical call, let's make sure we're clear on this. The only time the Cedar Bluff Volunteer Fire Department will respond to a medical call is if it's requested by
Cherokee
EMS, not by the 911 office. Do they call y'all directly, or does that
happen? It goes to dispatch.
Everything goes
to dispatch. Well, it be understood that it comes through them, right?
Yeah.
I'll second the motion.
I mean, if they get a call, they know they don't have an ambulance here. If they get a call with somebody down shortness of breath, they know they don't have one here. They don't, you know, they'll request assistance. And that's fine. We'll be more than happy to go help. But as it stands currently, they're being paid to every shortness of breath, every chest pains, every call right now, whether there's an ambulance here or not.
All right, so we need to prepare some correspondence if this passes to the 911.
We need to send letters to 911, to the Fire Association,
and the EMS.
Anything else? Billy, you got something?
Vote on this.
OK.
Councilmember Hagan?
Yes.
Councilmember Burt Coulter?
Yes.
Councilmember Burton?
Yes.
Councilmember Sprayberry?
Yes.
Mayor Crane?
Yes. Anybody got anything? Anybody got anything? Y'all got anything?
Motion to adjourn.